Get ready for a video game classic, like Windows 3.1 Classic, Minesweeper in Minecraft.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we're going to be spotlighting a little mini game. This can be played in a vanilla world. No modifications required, but you do have to be on the snapshot. This is Minesweeper for Minecraft. Let me jump right in.
Yep.
And we are in world. It's just this simple, simple world. If you look at this is just your settings area, and then your Minesweeper map will show up over here. Are you not sure what Minesweeper is? Well, don't worry. I'll explain it once we get started. First, you have sort of the presets. Beginner, intermediate, and expert. These are the same presets that were on your computer if you were wondering. 10 by 10 with 10 mines, a 20 by 20 with 60 mines, and a 30 by 30 with 150 mines. The space to mine ratio gets more difficult as you move up from beginner, intermediate, and expert. If that's not good enough for you, you can set your own custom size. So I can increase the size a few times. Oh, I've max is 50-50. I can add mines to the list. So 30 is what we're doing. We could add 50 mines. We could add a ton of mines all the way up. I forget what the maximum on 50-50 is. That's a lot. It's, 2,500 blocks? So anyway, I'm not going to choose any of these custom sizes. I'm just going to go for beginner for right now just to show you the game. You can see that it's generating. Please wait. So my minefield has generated. So let me go over the basics of what Minesweeper is. The object of the game is to detect where mines are under these blocks or tiles in the original game. You can only do this by proxy, though. If you accidentally click a block with a mine underneath, then it will explode and you lose the game. So let's just try this one out. Woohoo! Oh, wow. Holy mackerel. We got a whole bunch of information to work with. So all of these numbers, they represent how many mines are touching the block associated with that number. So let's move over to this one right here because it's pretty simple. The type of blocks that can be touching it are above, below, side to side, and then also diagonally. So with this block, one of the blocks that it's touching is a mine. It's very simple in this case because there's only one block it could be. This one's the only one that hasn't been tilled. So we can flag this as a mine. This is probably a mine. In fact, it is a mine, just based off of deduction of reasoning. All of these blocks out here that don't have numbers on them, well, there's no mines touching them, so effectively they're zero, and they automatically get cleared away. That's why so many blocks got cleared after that one decision, after that one opening. So it's pretty easy. The strategy is you can go basically anything that's a corner is normally a mine. There's some exceptions. And then this one, there's only one block it could be, so that's this one right here. This block is touching two mines, but this one hasn't been cleared away yet. So we know that this isn't a mine because it's touching two. We've already flagged two because this one had to be this mine. So we can go ahead and till away this soil. Also, it's looking for two, and we already have two mines it's touching. So all three of these are fine to clear away. What did we learn from this? Well, this one is already touching one, so these two are definitely not a mine. This one needs three, and this is the only one it could be, because that's the only one not cleared away. So that is a mine right there. Right here, we have two, so we'll clear it away. This one's also two, so all three of these can be cleared. This guy needs a two, and this is the only one it could be touching. This one is clear because he's touching over there. One. I can clear away a whole bunch right here. Oh, there we go. Opened it up. So this guy, flag that. And you can see over on the side, it's also timing me. So I can clear away this right here. It tells me how many mines are left. This has to be right here. And I can clear away this. Oh, get a little bit of lag there. This one has to be that. Doot. And this is already touching two, so this is clear, 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 clear. I only have two mines left. This one has to be right there. This is clear, clear. Getting down to the last of it, and it has to be right here. There we go. And da-da-da-da! I have cleared the minefield, and you can see exactly where all of the mines were. It also clears the numbers once you're finished. So that is the basic idea of Minesweeper. Now, once you get into these more expert areas, let's see if I can find one real fast. There's more mines per blocks. So there's a greater chance of you getting interesting numbers or areas that you have to guess what number goes with where. So let's say maybe you get the number 5. Well, there's lots of blocks that it could be touching. So you need to kind of guess or use deductive reasoning to figure out where the mines are. I thought it was going to tell me that it's finished. Maybe it is finished. Maybe it's not. No, it should tell me. So it's still not finished yet. It's still loading in. Underneath this map, there's quite a bit of redstone and command blocks. It uses a really interesting technique of spawning in squids using a spread player command and then spreading them all over the minefield to truly get a random map every single time. These are not templates, which is kind of nice. On top of that, right underneath the block that you're choosing is a little bit of cobblestone. So if you really want to cheat, you can go down here and, oh, there's some bedrock. Well, we're in creative mode anyway. Look like I opened up a little area. And you can see where the mines are because they are the cobblestone down here. But of course, you don't want to cheat. Don't cheat. Come on. You don't want to play Minesweeper like it's intended to be played. So I'm hoping, let me see. I'm just going to see if I can find just a larger number for you guys to check out here. And hopefully that's not a mine. Otherwise, I'll just lose the game here. And if it is a mine, that'd be hilarious. Sometimes there is a tiny bit of delay whenever I choose a block, just like right then, where the game has to compute, which number is happening, which is kind of impressive that all of this can happen just in a normal Minecraft game. Let me make sure. I think I hit it. There we go. Oh, no, apparently I didn't. Okay. Come on. We can do it. Well, maybe not. Wow, there we go. Okay. I want to find a really big number, so we're going to get... Oh, nope, that found a mine. So that is Minesweeper in Minecraft.
Yep.
This map can be downloaded just by following the show notes and was created by Majib1. Pretty awesome map. Thanks for making it for us. If you want to subscribe to our show, make sure you head on over to youtube.com/omgcraft or twit.tv/omgcraft. See you next time. Bye!